on WTOP, the latest from Rob Stallworth.
On the Inner Loop in Maryland, before River Road, you have 1.5 lanes to the right, squeezing by the overturned vehicle with response on scene. On the Inner Loop, watch for delays approaching the Georgetown Pike and solids coming across the American Legion Bridge toward River Road. Once you get past that crash scene and continuing toward the northbound 270 spur, it's a left lane that's blocked for the work zone as well. Out of loop after Old Georgetown Road, headed toward River Road, that's where the right lane is blocked for the work zone, so watch out for those delays. No problems being reported if you're traveling on I-95. BW Parkway northbound, headed past 32, a single lane gets you by the work zone. Traveling on the inner loop and outer loop in Prince George's County between Beltsville and Oxon Hill looks pretty decent right now with no problems being reported to us. Traveling on 301 in Brandywine northbound near Brandywine Road, the right lane gets you by the work zone. If you're coming across the Bay Bridge, you're pretty decent right now and running pretty much at speed. In Virginia, northbound 395, leaving the Springfield Interchange, headed toward Edsel Road. That's where two left lanes get you by the work zone there. Southbound on the I-95, the usual suspects approaching Route 1, headed down to and past 123. If you're on 66, you're in pretty decent shape right now. The Fairfax County Parkway southbound between Pope's Head Road and Burke Center Parkway, the right lane gets you by the work zone. In the districts, northbound DC 295 as you pass Pennsylvania Avenue, headed toward Benning Road, that work should be along the right side. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org. I'm Rob Stallworth, your next traffic report in about 10 minutes.
All right.